whether we can decide to unite as the owners of the AI and the data, or we will still be giving it away in the future. So yeah, this is a very interesting topic that I'm kind of trying to figure out how we can advocate this to the people, you know, that they understand it's very important to become part of these data unions instead of being the data slave basically for the enterprises. Because in the end, you know, like the enterprises are very efficient. They are very skilled to take your data. I mean, Web 2.0 has shown how well they can do.
Welcome to the Ocean Missions Campfire Podcast, where we explore ocean protocol, Web3, and blockchain data.
I'm Scott Millett, and today we're going to be speaking with Robin, who is the CTO and CEO of Data Union. Robin is one of the bedrocks of the Ocean DAO. He was one of the first people that I met when I joined the Ocean DAO. And today we're going to be learning a bit more about Data Unions and his organization, Data Union. So welcome to the podcast, Robin.
Thank you, Scott, for having me.
My pleasure. So I just wanted to start off the conversation just with you telling us a little bit about yourself. And if you could also explain to the listeners who may have heard the term data union for the very first time, what on earth a data union actually is.
All right, yeah, so about myself, I'm a computer scientist by trade, so I worked in the automotive industry for a long time. I went into machine learning around 11 years ago when the first online courses that led to Coursera happened. So that's where I learned myself how to do machine learning, never stopped to love it since then, and have then continued in the automotive industry from developer to program manager to learn more about it, to learn how to lead teams, how to organize projects, how to make them successful. My last job was at Rolls-Royce as an AI program manager, overseeing the development of all AI projects in a certain part of Rolls-Royce. And yeah, so on the Web3 side, I joined around 2017 and did my career there from investor and at Singularity Net for 1 year, then head ambassador of Ocean Protocol, kind of since the Ocean Protocol ICO happened. So then getting involved in the community there, that was around 2018, so never looked back. So yeah, I kind of learned over time what the benefits are about Ocean Protocol, and I'm kind of hooked since then. And that also brings us to the topic of data unions. So data unions, from my point of view, are a way to bring people or entities together to share their data as a shared asset. So on Ocean Protocol, you have the opportunity to list assets on the marketplace. It's always about one entity. So like, if I want to list my data, I can go now to the marketplace, upload my data to some server, connect that to the marketplace, offer my data asset. And in a way that's good, you know, like, so some entities want to do that. I might have a data set that I want to share this way too. But from my personal perspective, the power of data comes from collaborations. So that several entities can combine their data together and then offer it, as in data and especially machine learning that is built on top of it, which I see as one of the main use cases of data. The power comes from a lot of data. So like a lot of data that is combined, that is unified, that is harmonized, and that is ready to be consumed for AI. And that's our definition of data unions in our project, is like bringing entities together for data collaborations, and then especially for AI.
You mentioned a couple of key sort of concepts and ideas that are very much ingrained and important to the idea of a data union and also Ocean Protocol. The first being the idea of a data asset, and that's a foundational block where you have this data set that is ownable and you know, tradable through Ocean Protocol. And as that becomes a tradable and shareable and consumable asset, you know, just like a building which has an asset owner, you can also have buildings which have multiple owners. And you know, the idea there that a data union is essentially the technological infrastructure that enables these multiple owners to all share a stake inside of the data union, and presumably also use those incentive mechanisms to help reward people who potentially come through, add value to the data asset by cleaning it, potentially by promoting it and sharing it and finding buyers for it and all those sorts of things. I just wanted to touch on maybe if you could share us a bit of an overview of the version one of Data Union. I'm not entirely sure if this is version one, but the version I'm talking about is when I joined Ocean, you were working on a version which was categorizing and classifying images. And yeah, I was just wondering if you could maybe just talk a little bit about that first iteration of the project, just to help paint a bit of a picture for the listeners.
Planet Computer Vision is the one that you are talking about, the one about image enhancement. And it's also our prototype data union. So for Planet Computer Vision, we have started with our web app. We call that Mantis. It's a web app where you can upload images. You can then annotate the images, basically telling where something is in the image, what is in the images, and then have a third layer on top of that where people can then see what other people claimed about images and then actually verifying this. And by doing that, we kind of created a machine learning data pipeline. So if this scales up very much, then we can have like thousands of images or millions of images or tens of millions of images coming in, being all part of a data, larger data set that is then offered on Ocean Protocol. And the important thing is that everybody uses MetaMask in this prototype, and that's their identity. So like everything that they do is recorded to this wallet, and then if later sales happen or an algorithm is trained on top of the data set and that's getting sold, then there's a distribution of the reward, so like of the value being created. So I'm always explaining this to my UIX engineer. We're basically building like trainers that create brains. So like these are the models that extract the knowledge out of a part of the data union's data or a part of the images, and then put them into robots. So like these are then the inference algorithms that basically later will be connected to, for example, mobile apps or web apps. And then images come into these web apps or the mobile apps, and then are looked at by these robots that are powered by brains created out of the data of the data union. And we learned also from what we have experienced with the web app is that a web app is not scalable in terms of blockchain technology. The problem is like in the wallets and MetaMask, so the people are not really interested in doing it this way. They want to have something that abstracts from that. So that's why we're also focusing heavily now on a new version of our mobile app, which is then basically abstracting from this. And there we will have then missions. So like you are asked to do certain tasks, or either finding data, enhancing data, or verifying data, or challenging our algorithms. And that's all then connected to images, as this is, from our point of view, the easiest medium. And then you get rewarded for that. So like you get then shares in the data set. You can get also direct rewards. You get experience. You're leveling yourself up. So it's more than a play-to-earn experience that we are building there. And these missions are then connected also to our data portal, where then people can actively ask for certain kind of data, for certain enhancements. And so then we're closing the loop between the training and verification of algorithms and the people that are actually using then the mobile app to become a part of all of this. Yeah, so that's our prototype data union.
Yeah, very interesting. I like that. The project obviously started off with a specific use case and then sort of saw that there was a wider need for data unions more broadly. And then also the amount of layers that can come in on top of just the core concept of a data union, leveraging this distributed technology from the tokenized ownership and rewards perspective. And then how that also actually opens up this idea of data businesses. I mean, I don't really have the language for this, but I have been thinking a lot recently around this idea of data assets becoming almost like data businesses themselves. And I mean, that's arguably what you're working with there, where you know there is obviously the raw data, the images, there is the classification side, you know, there is the algorithms on top of it, there's the rewards and incentive programs to drive certain behaviors towards improving classification or whatever that might be. So yeah, it's a very interesting mental model when you start pulling all these pieces together, and quite fascinating really that all of this can be spawned from what is ultimately a relatively simple sounding idea, you know, tokenizing data assets. I'm sure it's not simple to engineer, but it just leads me to another question. I mean, this concept of data unions, how did you actually become interested in the idea of data unions?
So yeah, the initial idea for me was that I was thinking about how to clean our planet of trash. So that was like a major point for me that I wanted to find a system for. I played around with Niantic software, so Pokemon Go, and these kind of games. And I realized, okay, well, I mean, you can create an augmented reality around it on this planet, and then the idea was like, okay, how can we incentivize with crypto tokens that people pick up the trash and remove it, and then also create AI around it, you know, to classify things, to find things, and make a map around the world. And then I realized, okay, it's going to be very difficult to prove that the trash has actually been removed, but the idea that you could have people working together on collecting the data and then creating algorithms out of it, that kind of stuck. I was like, yeah, I was visiting Ocean Protocol at the time, and it was in 2020. So, and I realized, okay, I was spitballing with a lot of people, Jamie from Outlier Ventures back then and so on, and the Ocean team and so on. And I realized, okay, I mean, it's going to be difficult to have the proof of trash removal, but it's going to be very easy, or like relatively easy, to bring people together to do a data collection and part together. So yeah, that was one part. The other part was that I was working in the automotive industry, and we had a lot of data. So we were building data sets for $20 million, and we were using them one time. They were sitting on a server, never to be used again. So a little bit like, yeah, what Ocean was also built for. But then realizing, hey, there was a company like just two houses down the road, they were working on something similar, and like being connected to many other of them, because I knew the engineers from the other companies, and realizing, okay, well, we're never really going to work with our data together. So then that's like more of a industrial data union case, and realizing, okay, I mean, there's so much value sitting there. The companies are paying for the service. We have to make this into a union together. And then as the third component, I was starting with the Ocean Marketplace, like many other people did when it came out, and seeing how these individuals were putting up their data sets. A lot of rug pulls happened, a lot of distrust, and then kind of also all of this winding down a bit. And that's when I kind of claimed the ground to make this image data union. So yeah, I mean, it was basically the realization that it's not going to be like an individual that can vet also for that. So like an organization like Data Union has so many people involved that it will not really rug pull anything. So like you have much more trust into that than into individuals. And it's also then many more people behind that. So it's also then basically directly a community. And yeah, this led me to the realization to do data unions. I mean, now there's much more around it, like Streamer did something, and there's many other projects. I was not really aware of this at the time. I mean, it came out kind of from my own learnings and my own experience to do something in this direction. And I called it then also data union, which, yeah, is kind of the broader term for all of this. And we stuck with this term to make a statement. And yeah, so that's kind of the history, just from some ideas to make the world a better place. It turned out into a project that, yeah, we're still working on nowadays.
Yeah, awesome. The idea around the trash is a very interesting one. I recently heard about a program running in Nigeria where basically kids collect trash and then use that to generate money to then pay for school fees. And I believe it's been relatively successful. So thinking about how to leverage incentive mechanisms in various ways to solve some of those more difficult problems is, yeah, definitely an area that I'm personally very interested in with regards to all of these new technologies that are coming online. I was wondering if you could tell us a bit about some of the partners that you're working with today that are leveraging, you know, the work that you're doing through Data Union. I know there's a few, I believe, in healthcare and some others maybe around wearables and things like that. But yeah, if you want to just choose one of those as an example to illustrate some of the work that is happening now that Data Union has sort of matured more into this kind of macro service provider around data unions, I think it would give a really good understanding for how all of these pieces are coming together.
So one is maybe one example that I would like to touch on is, like, we're working with UNICEF, or one of the organizations called Yoma Green and Yoma Youth. So there it's about young people in countries that are developing, upcoming countries that want to make an income. And it's about flying drones to monitor how trees are growing, for carbon emission verification, you know, so that you can sell the carbon credits. Or, like, as you said here, such an example about young children collecting litter to go to school. Like, these are all of their projects, and we are now working together with them to enable them to have this income sharing, you know, like to enable them to have the data being used for algorithms to enable them to use the Ocean Protocol technology underneath it, you know. So, like, That's a very important part, and to also help them connect, like, with data sharing, data enhancement, so and with different partners, you know, to unite them around then also one data token, one data asset, which can then share the value that is being created amongst all of these different parties. So that's like one interesting example, and there are like so many other ones, but like the theme that generally sticks with all of them, they want to use Ocean Protocol. They want to have a sharing economy around data amongst people, amongst companies, but they are not necessarily the technology kind of people, you know. So like, they have knowledge around their domain, so they know a lot about that. They have a good network, you know, they have lots of other people which would be interested in using the services that can come out of the data, that can bring in the data. But the whole technology part of it, that's like just too abstract, you know, like blockchain technology, machine learning, all of this is too much. So we are very much trying to abstract from that. Like, our optimal use case is like one single person who is a domain expert coming to us and getting a mobile app and the backend and everything running for themselves, the data set being listed, the data set being usable for machine learning.
That sort of follows on to my next question relatively nicely. You know, if there was a recipe for a successful data union, what are sort of some of the things that we might see on that list on that recipe?
Yeah, so we are still experimenting, so I cannot definitely give an answer to that. I mean, but what I think is important is like to abstract from the blockchain technology is an important piece, so that the people can really contribute to the data union without having to care about that. This also involves then the rewards that they get to be very easy handable. So like, if it's a data token that is the reward, it's going to be very difficult for somebody to understand the value. So that's a key piece of learning. So abstracting from this, giving them the opportunity, for example, if you upload this and this many images, you can plant a tree, or you can contribute to donate to a charity, or like you can pay out directly in your local currency. Like this is one key learning. The next key learning is that all of this machine learning and like around it is also very complicated. So they want to have this as a service, you know, like that basically they build the data, but they don't have to care too much about how it's then going to be used. But on the other hand, it's also very important to make this a successful thing. So like, just offering data from our point of view is not enough. So it has to be then used in insights, and these insights also have to be then sold. But yeah, I mean, today I would say it's still an experiment. You know, like we don't have a data union yet in the whole blockchain space, which is actually, from my point of view, very successful. So there is still a lot of learnings to be done.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, I like the fact that you're driving what is a very, well, can be sort of viewed as quite a highly technical and very abstract, you know, product like Ocean Protocol, and then just looking to basically cut through all of that to deliver something unique and of value to end users. And I think that in of itself, I mean, I can imagine one, how you know, difficult that journey will be, and how many, you know, interesting challenges will come up and need to be overcome and all those sorts of things, but equally how valuable it'll be once it does reach that level of maturity and scale. So why don't we sort of just fast forward for a moment and imagine that we have gotten to the point where, you know, this all of the software has been built and all the mechanisms have been kind of configured in such a way that you know, we can start to produce and create many, many different data unions. What are some of the use cases that personally excite you?
Yeah, for me, one of the use cases that I really like is if you have restaurants, let's say you have restaurants in a city and they want to optimize the way that they order food, you know, like, so to optimize the amount of food that they waste, then they can come together as a data union and create an algorithm together on top of their data. So like all they collect all the data that is produced by the restaurants, all the weather data, all the tourism data, and unite that in a data union to create an algorithm that helps them personally to predict how much should I buy, how many customers will I have, what will I sell tomorrow, you know, so and or what will I sell to next week. So like to make this kind of an organization where businesses that are collecting a lot of data today already can come together and create an algorithm to make their business much better. So like that's something I see as a really important use case. Another one that I really like is now that Tesla is coming up with their robot, you know, so the robot will have to learn a lot about the whole world. So here we can have two paths, you know, that they are partnering with large enterprises which are going to collect data from them in the Web 2.0 style by harvesting from individuals, you know, all the data that is there, and then the enterprises are going to take all the value from that. And the other side is that there that we can collect with Tesla to make a data union around this, you know, like everybody maybe sets up a similar camera system, you know, to how the robot will see the world, but then collects data of their daily activities, you know, and starts contributing that to a data union, and then algorithms are getting created out of that. And then these robots, which are probably going to be so prevalent in the future in our everyday life, are then getting powered by the algorithms that are created by data unions, you know. So all the value from that is then coming back to the people that are actually contributing to that, like finding the quirks, challenging the algorithms, making them much better. Yeah, so these are like two potential futures that I see, basically. The one where the enterprises will continue to collect the data, harvest it, and create algorithms out of it. And the other one is like where people are taking over this kind of process as data unions, you know. So like companies might join these data unions. It does not have to be just individuals. But yeah, in a way, being able to capture the value of this AI is something that I think is very important for a benevolent future for us as a humanity than if the enterprises do that. They will do it. They will try for sure, you know. So like it's up to us to decide whether we want to do something against it or like benefit from it by becoming member of such data unions. And that's where I think, yeah, the future is heading, you know, like, so whether we can decide to unite as the owners of the AI and the data, or we will still be giving it away in the future. So yeah, this is a very interesting topic that I'm kind of trying to figure out how we can advocate this to the people, you know, that they understand it's very important to become part of these data unions instead of being the data slave, basically, for the enterprises. Because in the end, you know, like the enterprises are very efficient. They are very skilled to take your data. I mean, Web 2.0 has shown how well they can do. And yeah, I hope we can overcome this. So that's why we're also drastically trying to expand, you know, outside of the crypto space with mobile apps and so on to bring this to everyday people. So that's basically, yeah, that's where I see things heading in the future. Lots of difficult decisions and lots of advertisement has to be done. But in the end, I'm quite certain that the concept, you know, of being able to systematically take advantage of the data and enhance things through collaboration is just going to be convincing for everybody. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, and it's a concept that strikes to the heart of the whole decentralization movement, really, doesn't it? I mean, I'm just looking here at the Helium Network's website, which is basically, they call themselves a people-powered network where they're building out a wireless network all around the world. And they've implemented over 500,000 low-band Wi-Fi routers around the world, right? So that is an example where the same sort of concept, the same approach is being implemented in the physical world, which is actually leading to real-world physical outcomes, which is over 500,000 of these devices placed all around the world. And you can actually go on and see a map of the world and where they've set them up. So, I mean, that's for low-band Wi-Fi. You know, this is basically applying that the same principles to data and data creation, data ownership. And, you know, this conversation is being converted into data as we speak. You know, everything around us, every day we're creating more data. So it is, I believe we're very much at a fork in the road. The centralized model has well and truly got a head start on us in this, but we are now becoming to, or slowly approaching this point where the alternative option is actually becoming available. And so identifying, you know, how that's going to play out and, you know, where we can start to leverage the ownership and control and the shared ownership and shared rewards of all of this data that's going on around us is definitely going to be a, you know, a very interesting thing to see play out. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to come and chat to us about the work that you're doing and just about this kind of concept of data unions more broadly. I suspect it's an idea which would be new to many people coming from outside of the ocean ecosystem that may be more familiar to those who are more familiar with ocean. If people are interested in learning more about a data union, where can they go?
So yeah, I mean, let me sidetrack the question here, you know, for one little moment. So like, actually we're working with Helium now also on a project, so like with some other projects from the ocean ecosystem. So like this 500,000 devices that you're talking about, we are also working on making a data union for these devices, you know. So like, that's, I just got reminded when you talked about it. So like, this is a thing that we are now also integrating into a nature data union. On the weekend there's an upcoming hackathon from Sovereign Nature Initiative. We call this the Nature Data Union, making all of the nature data, you know, collectible and accessible in one data union. I've forgot about this use case before. So like, that's also very exciting. And that's where we want to then make it possible that everybody can bring in their own data setup. You know, like if you have a temperature sensor at home or you're collecting images of trees, that all of this can be in one data union to have a sustainability data union around the world. But yeah, if you want to connect to us, we have social media channels all over the place. So like, we have a Telegram channel, we have a Discord, we have a Twitter channel. So, and we have our Planet Computer Vision Data Union. So like, check those out and you will be updated in our social media channels about the upcoming product releases. We also have our data set on the Ocean Marketplace if you're interested in curating something. So we are also going to make some progress in that direction in the near future. With V4, there's going to be some changes there. And basically, yeah, we are very much interested in growing our community. At the moment, it's a little bit a difficult thing to do. You know, like we are looking basically for new data unions. These data unions need then communities of contributors. So the only for Data Union Foundation, yeah, if you like the idea, then please join us like in these channels and connect to us. Let us know if you have ideas for your own data unions. You know, like, this is always very interesting. I'm always very open to connect to people that have ideas and to help them to do that. In the future, we want to also launch our own token and then have a grants program on this for this on our own, so that we can help people to build these out. Yeah, so I'm very accessible in Discord, in Telegram, on Twitter, wherever you want. Come to me, talk to me if you like the idea, if you have some ideas on your own, and join our communities wherever you are your preferred choices. Yeah, I would be looking forward to get to know some more people out of the Ocean ecosystem, or also from outside of that, and to connect to more people and bring in more ideas and more people that help us build all of these ideas and make it successful in the future.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Robin. And we will provide links to all of those channels in the show notes as well.
Thanks for listening to the Ocean Missions Campfire podcast. As you may know, this is a relatively new podcast, and we would love to hear your feedback. So if you have any thoughts or ideas on what you'd like to hear more of, what you'd like to hear less of, please let us know. You can do that just by sending an email to info@oceanmissions.com. That's info@oceanmissions.com. Thanks so much for listening.